Carrington was talking about that. Here's what the mayor had to say about maybe who could get a deal done first, as in the Chiefs or the Royals.
And this is just Quentin talking. This isn't what anybody's talked to me about or anything like that. If the Royals, the Chiefs can stay at the Terman Sports Complex for a while because they've already kind of shown that, all right, yeah, this is something that we can take the time to figure out and what have you. I think the Royals want a downtown stadium. I think that's something that's, or pardon me, a different stadium. I think that's something that has been important to ownership. That's something they've shared broadly with the public. And the lease runs out in 2031, and you need time to do construction. And so I continue to believe that I think baseball is the decision that's made first. I think that there is a lot of merit to that if they're looking for a new facility. Right now, all of our jurisdictions, at least the ones that are building here in Kansas City, Missouri, and over in Johnson County, Kansas, we have a lot of other projects going on. You know, I won't say the money's getting spent fast, but, you know, I think they do want to make sure that they're part of what our plans for both of our areas in terms of roads, infrastructure, and beyond. And so I think that is where you see that move happen first. I think the Chiefs, even from the nature of what they would look to build, is going to be largely similar to what they're doing now. It would either be a stadium that is in a parking lot.
So that was the mayor yesterday. I think from the beginning, honestly, once the April vote failed, we kind of assumed the Royals would be out in front of this again and be done first. Don't you still feel like
we're going to find out? Yeah, because the Chiefs could still technically stay in their building.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all kind of assume. Now, I don't know if it's 3 weeks from now or 3 months from now when we find out, but I still think the Royals' decision...
I think it's probably...
I'm with you. I know. Yeah.
Sadly,
I'm just giving a range, but I'm with you. Yeah. Like, I still don't... You believe the Royals will be the first to decide?
I think they have to be, because I think the Chiefs stuff is not reactionary to that, but, like, the Chiefs still, whenever they announce, like, let's say a renovated thing and they're thinking November ballot, they're going to pretend like the Royals aren't there, which means they don't have to, you know, make a plan or announce a plan faster than the Royals have to do it. And look, that's a slight threat in there from Q, I'd say. They're like, hey, money's spending while it's green. We're spending some of our cash. Make sure you're part of the deal now. Mm-hmm, like, look, I don't think the Royals are going to be pressured outside of that. I still think he has to make sure that the funding that he claims that they could have for the Royals is in place by them choosing those things. The Royals have got to be close to a decision here, don't they? Don't they?
Well, we've said that a few times, haven't we?
We've
said that a few times.
I'm so shocked by this idea that they have not come to the decision yet, because it feels like by now they should have been making that decision. But a lot of that goes back to, like, Laura Kelly yesterday and all this other stuff, and some of the rumors that are that they're pursuing the Royals more, which means the Chiefs stuff more off the table.
Ty Masterson, the Kansas Senate president, was doing an interview, I think it was with Fox 4, and he suggested that Laura Kelly, the governor of Kansas, is, you know, more interested in bringing the Royals to Kansas. I took that as they just think they have a better chance maybe now.
Correct.
All of a sudden. That's how I took it. I don't know how else to take that.
I mean, I told you, I still don't think any of the results now are Kansas gets both. I think it's either Missouri gets both or they both get one. And so, like, if I'm Kansas and I'm like, well, I can't get both, pursue the one you think you got a better chance at. But, like, the Royals, like, I feel like all the cards are on the table now, other than if you were thinking Clay County for real and considering a tax there. Call his bluff and say, do you really have the money for us that you claim that you do? Let's talk about that. And look, maybe you just got to get hard numbers on it and you're waiting on the city to get those back, because you know what the Missouri state is offering you. You know what Kansas is offering you and what they can probably say they believe they can sell in the star bonds. And you know, but, like, you're aware now of the available options to you. The only one in which I could see, like, a little bit of limbo is if they were honestly genuinely considering Clay County still, because that I still think would require a public vote versus the Jackson County.
The Royals
one,
are just, I mean,
doing that.
Barring a sudden shift,
the
Royals are not doing a public vote again. I mean, I just think that's fairly clear.
Wouldn't Clay
at this
require
point.
A public vote, though? Do they
believe,
have some funding mechanism?
So.
I don't know
I
about.
Believe so, but we've had the Clay County Commissioner on the show before, and there haven't been all that serious of conversations with the Royals for a very long time based on what he had told us. So one other thing from the interview yesterday, CDOT was talking to the mayor. This is, to me, what you have to say if you're the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, and you're trying to...
But you're not buying?
Keep your teams in your city. I mean, totally, I understand he's doing what he's got to do. I'm not buying what he had to say here.
The Chiefs can build a new stadium in Missouri, too. That is actually an opportunity and a possibility. People aren't talking about either tearing down Arrowhead or looking to find space elsewhere in the metro, but that remains a very clear opportunity, and it's one that the Chiefs could employ and evaluate in the same way that the Royals are evaluating a brand-new stadium. And with the way that these deals are working out, when you add both local government commitment in Kansas City or on the Missouri side, which can get to, I think, $400 to $500 million, plus with the state of Missouri is contributing, you actually get very close to a Kansas offer, if not a little better, because your sources of funds are vastly more guaranteed than, not to be too nerdy, a dream of $1.7 billion with no government backing, that nobody knows how the heck it would be sold or purchased it on the market in some sort of way. So that's maybe one narrow part.
So the last part, I think that's not what I have an issue with. There is a lot of people that are questioning how strong the bonds are going to be, and the Missouri side is state-backed, and so it's guaranteed and all that. I just disagree with the beginning part of what he had to say, that Missouri, the Chiefs could build a new stadium in Missouri. I mean, could they? Yes, I guess. Like, literally, could they do it? Yes.
Technically is possible.
That has not really ever been discussed. It also, my understanding, I guess they could change it, was the state bill, the state funding was for a renovated Arrowhead.
Here's the truth. If he had said all those things, but had said in 25 years... could build a new stadium in Missouri in 25 years.
I would just wonder.
It's just not going to happen now.
What would be that? I mean, if your team keep them at the Truman Sports Complex and renovate Arrowhead, totally get it. I understand. I disagree, but I understand. The building a brand new Arrowhead on that site makes zero sense. That defeats the whole purpose, I thought, of the whole thing we've gone over multiple times about the area and the growth or lack thereof and building things around it and all that.
I have a really hard time believing that Mark Donovan, and he's probably got plenty of years left still being the president of ops for this team. He has openly said they have looked at it backwards and forwards a million times over, that it's like building something on like ruined land. There is no point in development around Arrowhead, according to Mark Donovan. It would be a waste of time. Not to put a gas station, a hotel, a convenience, none of it is worth it. So if they ever built a new stadium in Missouri, which I'm not saying would never happen, I don't think it'd be there, but where would it be? Because normally you go to the suburbs for those things. So, like, if it's on the Missouri side, even, let's say, 25 years from now.
25 years from now, yeah, I'm not saying it can't ever happen in that regard. But the mayor's talking about now. He's not talking about 25 years from now.
But, like, where would it go 20, like, if it happened now or 25 years, like, where in the city would go? Airport? Is there another area that has land? Am I missing something?
Gladstone, you're going to have to sell your house, Cody.
They're not putting a stadium. Trust me. As someone who lives in that, not putting a stadium in the middle of Gladstone. It's like,
yeah, I don't see it.
Every two-lane road, they're just going to destroy them? No.
I just don't buy it.